Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Lashana Tova. Yes, for a good Shana, a good year. Here, here, here. Here at the end of the year, right? The end, the beginning, the end. Yes, at the end of the year. Lashana Tova. Umatuka, for a good and a sweet new year. Yes, I. So here we have the day, the day, the day. And somebody asks, well, how come it's like doubled in a sense? Well, here we're in the diaspora. You know what I mean? So there, over there, the day already. You know what I'm saying? So there, from east to the west, you know, as the lightning shines from the east to the west, you are blessed. So here, here, we're going to ride it with day. Day two, here on the first day, you see, what they call Sunday is the first day of the Shabuah. So here on the first day, it's very interesting how, you know, the season, the wheel and the wheel of the heavens, the time. We know that the Ethiopia New Year Kingdom of God already has come forward from the September 12th here in 2023 year, the leap year. And then we have the 16th, you know, 16th, day 111, right? Day one. And here on the 17th here for day two, corresponding with our first day service. So hallelujah, 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 who? Praise him. Hallelujah, who? Who is him? Praise he. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Give thanks, give thanks. Give thanks. Yes, Slicha, Slicha Lee. Forgive me, forgive me. Yeah. You know, on that point right there, you know, my wrongs, any of my wrongs I've done to anybody, them personally or even corporately, forgive I. You know, I acknowledge them, you know, before that throne right there, because here's a time and a season of getting one's accounts in order. But as we had mentioned earlier, it's a time of creation from the true church and the professing, right, Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, the church of he who have the key of great King David in the true church of Ketamala Haile Selassie, the true Tewahedo Church, that integrally African church. This time and this season right here, connected with the Addis Ahmet, the new year, also called Nkutatash. This time and this season is connected with creation, even with the biblical, in the biblical sense, that creation. You know, so when we look at Genesis, creation, both according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and at the groundation, Hebraically, Judaically, this time in the season is connected with creation. So here at the end of the Hebrew ecclesiastical or churchical year, right, when I say churchical, we're saying that in the sense of the kahal, the gathering together. As St. Stephen mentioned in Acts of the Apostles, the church in the wilderness, that gathering, the holy seasons of times, the Nikra Kodesh, Nikra, Nikra, Kara, Kara, called out Kodesh, a holy set apart, out called assembly. So this season, this time here, first day, we're at the first day, which the Gentiles call Sunday, but the first day, the morrow after the Shabbat day, and for the Shabbat day that corresponded with the Shabbaton, the holy day and the holiday, the feast, the appointment of the day, the day, the day, the day of trumpets, the day of trumpets. So once again, we'd like to share this here on the ear and then even a breakdown and a build on the trumpet, the shofar, the ram's horn. Let's make it clear. There are the silver trumpets. This is not speaking about blowing the silver trumpets. This is speaking about blowing the ram's horn. So here for day two, we have Genesis chapter 22 in the Torah reading, the threefold readings, the trinity of readings we have for day two. We have Genesis 22, and 22 is connected with the Akedah, or the binding of Yitzhak, the binding of Isaac. Often the Gentiles and others, some Christians call it the sacrifice, but we know that there was not that sacrifice that many had believed it would be. Even Abraham, as we mentioned on day one, that Abraham, right, no doubt, may have thought that maybe he would have to sacrifice his son, although he seems to have had another idea or an additional idea concerning that Yahuwah Eloheinu is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Because in the narrative we're about to get into here for day two, when he goes, before he goes to Moriah, that spot that later on the temple, the Hekal, the temple, Shlomo's temple was built upon, right? And even the spot, as it said, of the second temple, that when he went to the spot, he told the young men, you know, his servants, his young men that were with him and his son, me and my son are going to go and sacrifice to Yahuwah, right? Elohim, and we will return. And remember, his son even asked him, you know, we got this, we got that, you know, but where is the sacrifice? And it's a key, Hebraically in the Hebrew and even somewhat in the translation in the KJV, he says that God will provide, Elohim Yireh, right? Yahuwah Yireh, Jehovah Jireh. He will see to it. He will provide. For. So here even the connection of that ram in the thicket, and this corresponding with the day of the blowing of the ram's horn. Here, here, here. Shema Yisrael. Shema, Shema, Rastafari. Time and the season, the reason for the season. Now, even with the shofar, let's just touch on this right here, 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 as hopefully ones and ones are gathering in, whether they hear this now or in the forward, here, here, we're in the holy season right here, the first of the three here at the end of the year. Of the seven, this is the fifth of the seven. So the fifth of the seven we have as Yom Teruah, the day of the blast, the day of the blast. Literally, it's the day of the Teruah, Teruah, Teruah. It's like a loud blast, right? And mainly it's connected with the blowing of the ram's horn, the shofar, shofars. And I say, so, well, so long, Rastafari, I call you so long, the shofar, right? Shofar, calling I. So now beginning with the Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, Rosh's head, like Ras, like Ritis and the Gutis, is head, and Chodesh. Chodesh means the new. It means the new. In this application, Hebraically, it's connected with the new moon or the new month. So literally, we say the Rosh Chodesh is the new month, but it does not identify the Hebrew word yareach. Yareach is literally the word for moon. Here is the head of the renewing of that cycle, that season, that time. And the sun, the moon, the stars are not to be worshipped as gods or deities, not by we covenantally with instructions of HaTorah. Rather, they are for signs and seasons and days and years. So beginning on Rosh Chodesh Elul, what's called Rosh Chodesh Elul. Elul is the 6th month. So we could say on the beginning of the 6th month, that after post-Babylonian captivity, some of the Babylonian names were adopted for the month. The only month really in HaTorah, the five books of Moshe, that's really named is Abib, Abib. Or some Yehudi will say Aviv, modern Hebrew Aviv, like Tel Aviv, right? The ancient pointing is Abib, Abib. Now, we've touched on the etymology of the Afro, the African Shemitic languages, and Abib refers to the barley, the barley. In fact, in the King James Version, you could look it up, A-B-I-B. And the first of months, the first of moons, at this time in the season, we are in the seventh with the Yom Teruah, the first day of the seventh month, the seventh moon. And it's also known as the latter harvest or the in-gathering. The in-gathering, as HaTorah says, the in-gathering at the end of the year, the in-gathering at the end of the sun cycle. That can be found when studying the Hebrew of Leviticus chapter 23, beginning off with verse 23 to the end of the chapter. This is the reason for the season, the reason for the season right here, here, here. And as we also say in this time, in this season, Leshana Tova, Tikatevu, Badonenu, Yeshua HaMoshiach. May you, may y'all, be written in the Sefer HaChayim, in the Book of Lives, the Book of the Living, for a good year in our Sovereign, Ba'adoneinu, Yeshua HaMashiach, in Yeshua the Messiah. So right here, we have the Rosh Hashanah, or according to Torah, Mobeda, the Yom HaTeruah. It's a sacred, a set-apart time that has prophetic significance for messianic faithful, for true Christianos, for Meshachim, Messiahites, Nazarene. Since it commemorates, it brings to the mind, bring to mind, commemorates both the creation of humanity, the creation of creation, right, of humanity by Yahweh Eloheinu, by Adonai, as well as a calling up. So that trumpet is that alarm, that shofar, the ram's horn is that alarm, right? And so beginning, right, on the new month, right, the sixth new month, and continuing until the day before, right, Rosh Hashanah, it is customary, it's often the custom, the ancient custom, to sound the shofar, to blast the shofar, to blow the ram's horn every day, traditionally, customarily, with the exception for the Shabbat, except the Shabbat. Now, this practice was adopted to help us, to help I and I to awaken, to awaken for the coming high holy days. And as we read the Brit Chadash, the New Testament, the Renewed Covenant Scriptures, when it speaks about these trumpets in the prophetic sense, the trump of the archangel, right? And when we say it could be the first trumpet, might as well be the last. This trumpet is a calling. It's a calling, calling, calling. Many are called. And it says that if you choose, you know what I mean? So the choice is up to you, it's up to me, it's up to I and we. But this is that calling up. So the Yom HaTeruah, right, signifies both the commemoration of the creation. So from the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the True Church and the Professing Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, they also count this time of the Addis Amet, you know, particularly from the September 11th or on leap year, September 12th, right, to, you know, to even the time of the finding of the true cross, which also corresponds very intimately with the third, right, of the feast here in this season, which is Sukkot, Sukkot, right, Sukkot or Sukkot, which is the booths, huts, signifying that in-gathering, right, at the end of the year, where we are commanded to build in the land these temporary booth-like, shanty-like structures, to build these huts. Basically, it's a hut, but often it's called a booth, you know, almost like a shanty. This commemorates how Yahweh Eloheinu had brought out the patriarchs and the matriarchs out of the Tawi, out of what's called ancient Egypt, Mitzrayim, so-called Kemet, right, brought them out, and how when they sojourned through the Midbar, the wilderness, they dwelt in huts. They dwelt in booths, temporary structures. They dwelt in shanties. So after the Bnei Yisrael would enter into the land, right, the seventh of the seven appointments was this reminder. You know, this is a reminder of how Yahweh had brought us all this way. It's almost like to kind of humble us too, you know, because by that time when we would be in the land, you know, we would have, you know, no doubt built, you know, compounds, camps, houses, estates, what have you. But then for these days, 7 to 8 days, we would dwell in booths and huts. We would kind of humble ourselves. So this is the season, just pointing out these three feasts, these three festivals here in this third time. It says three times in the year shall all the males, Ziknei Yisrael, the Zakrei Yisrael, Ziknei is the elders, the Zakrei Yisrael, right, the sons, or the man, the males of Israel. Now one might ask, well, why does it say the males? You mean the women are prohibited? No. But upon the men, according to HaTorah, we are covenantly to fulfill the time-sensitive, right, commands. There are time-sensitive commands upon the woman and the daughters, overstanding the nature of themselves and of their work and business in the community. It's not obligatory, you know, and if we understand the difference between male and female, you know, especially in a holistic community, but just in nature, we can overstand that difference. You know, a man cannot say what a woman might say at certain times, you know, because of the work that they do with the family, the children, and their own cycles. But for the men, this is why the command is very clear. Three times in a year shall all the males of Yisrael. So this is that calling here at the end of the year, commemorating the creation of humanity by Adonai, as well as that calling up of the new creation, of that new creation. So think about this right here. Even in the season based on Torah, this time of creation, right, commemorating that first, the original creation, and then also a calling up of a new creation. The end of the year, the end of the 7 months, 7 moons, in which occurs the 7 feasts, the 7 festivals, the end of the harvest time, the first harvest at the beginning of the year, the beginning of the 7, right? And here at the end of the 7, the latter harvest, as well as a new cycle, a new time, and the calling up of the new creation, the behest of Adonainu Yeshua. Here we have that New Testament link where it speaks about we are a new creation, right? Because those ones and ones, of course, Adonainu Yeshua HaMoshiach, he overstood it probably, no doubt, the best. He said that y'all worship that which you know not. We know worship for salvations of the Yehudim. In translation, says of the Jews, of the Judeans. And then we also have Paul, the Apostle Paul, building on that. We study the New Testament, and we see that even those who were called the Nazarenes and later Christians, that they were still orientated according to the true commands of HaTorah. Which then brings another question. So what was done away with? You know what I mean? Some would make you think that everything was done away with, but then if they do away with everything, the new covenant is nothing. It's nothing. It's based on a renewing of that which was revealed before. It's based upon that which was foreshadowed before. Now we come into the fuller revelation of the substance. When the sound of that heavenly shofar, now putting in New Testament language, that heavenly shofar, because it's the archangel, right? And that trump of the archangel, that blowing of the shofar, even in Revelation, it speaks on these significant trumpets and other significant things. 10 days, the 10 days, you should be tried 10 days. What most folks don't really recognize to properly understand the Chazon Yohanan, or the revelation that was given to the Apostle John, one must look at it within the Torah and the Hebrew context according to the pattern, according to the pattern. So according to that pattern, we have the sound of the heavenly ram's horn that initiates the anticipated end of days, the anticipated end times, as one would say. The more correct, realistic context is the end of the times of the nations and the end of this present system, this Greco-Roman system that has been going on too long. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 to 54, point of order right there, as well as 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 to 18. Now, what's interesting is that these are readings that we have right here in this particular season, but just a note to the creation part and the creation aspect. Here, St. Peter, our St. Peter, St. Peter Tosh, creation.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
For whom the cock crows, for who does the cock crow? And one of the responses is, the cock crows for I. For whom does the shofar blow? It blows for I. So right here, once again, the themes here, reason for the season, Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, also known as Rosh Hashanah, commemorating both the creation of humanity by Elohim, Eloheinu, as well as a calling up of a new creation, the new creation at the behest of Ha'adon Yeshua, when the sound of the heavenly, the higher shofar, ram's horn, initiates the anticipated end of days or the end times of the nations. Now, 1 Corinthians, which is one of the New Testament readings, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 to 54 reads, and this is subsectioned as, all believers will not die, all the faithful will not die. Verse 51, behold, I shew you a mystery. We, I and I, shall not all sleep, but we, I and I, shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, at that last trump. Now, recall that according to the ancient Hebraic Judaic tradition, of course, Yeshua and the apostles, they were familiar with that. There was the blowing of the shofar from the first day, from the Rosh Chodesh of the 6th month, going all the way to, right, the 7th month, to the Day of Trumpets. And some say also that continual alarm going forward until 10 days later to the Yom HaKippurim, to that day of judgment, that judgment day. So here it says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet, the shofar, the ram's horn shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Mind's eye now of the tune, I'm going to put it on. You know that tune right there? Burhana Selassie and the Wheeler is going to put it on, right? Going to put it on. And the scripture says to put on Moshiach, right? To put on Messiah, right? To garb ourselves. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal, I'm a man, I am mortal, must put on immortality. And then we have the final victory, the victory, hata dabaka, the sweeter, the victory over death, verse 54. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Death is swallowed up in victory. Where do we have that? That's Isaiah, Yeshaya. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8. Let's read on. Verse 55 says, O death, where is thy sting? O death, where is thy sting? O grave, O death, where is thy victory? Where is thy victory? This is Hosea, chapter 13, verse 14. Going on to verse 56. The sting of death is sin, is effery, is uckery, is lack, being caught lacking. The sting of death is chati'at. And the strength of sin is the law. Just pause there. Now, Romans chapter 3, verse 23, there's a good reasonment that connects, that can bring out the true context of that. But here, just to seal up right here, verse 57. But thanks be to Elohim, who giveth us the victory, the overcoming, the victory, even the Yeshua, through our Lord, our Sovereign, Adonainu Yeshua HaMoshiach. And just to seal this chapter, one more verse, and this section here is the ultimate victory, is a motive to service. The ultimate victory, a motive to service, a motive to the Aboda, a motive to serve. Verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be y'all steadfast, firm, unmovable, unshakable, always abounding in the work, always abounding in the work of Ha'adon, of the Sovereign, of the Master, of Gita. For as much as ye as y'all know that your labor is not in vain in Ha'adon, in the Sovereign, in the Master. Now that right there, just this connection with the shofar, the heavenly shofar, right? The heavenly trumpet, the ram's horn initiating the anticipated end of days or the end times of the nation states, this present system, seclorum system of things. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 to 18 reads, For this we say to you by the word, the Davar of Ha'adon, of the Master, of the Sovereign, that we who are alive and remain to the coming, to the coming of Ha'adon, to the coming of the Sovereign, the Lord, the Master, shall not prevent them which are asleep. Let's pause right here. I've heard a lot of people speak on this thing right here because you think you understand the word prevent, right? Well, speaking of King James, the King James Version, prevent in this sense means precede. You know, there's that psalm that says, and he prevents him with a blessing. He precedes. He go before, to go before. Right? So here's what we have to be careful to study to show ourselves approved, because if you misread it, you're going to misunderstand it. You know what I mean? And the misreading of it often from the English perspective is you think that prevent there means prevent as prevent means, as we say, prevent today. You know, he prevented him, like to stop somebody, withhold somebody. But actually, according to old English, right, prevent also has another sense, and the other sense is to proceed, to prevent is to proceed. There's a couple of verses in the King James Bible that reads like that. It's like the word let, right? He who letteth will let, you know what I mean, until he is taken out the way. Word let, you may think it means to allow. And yes, it does in many senses, but there, I think it's Thessalonians. Isn't it Thessalonians too? Yeah, it's also Thessalonians. I think Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians. Let's just see if we can bring this one out right here. It says, yeah, the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 at verse 7, where it says, for the mystery of iniquity, that which is hidden concerning iniquity, moral perversity, doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. This is English right here, KJV. Now, in Old English, they understood that the letteth, as it says, letteth means, in this sense, not to permit, but letteth in 2 Thessalonians, Old English, chapter 2, verse 7, means to hinder, like to prevent. Isn't this interesting, right? So the real reading of it should more be, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now hindereth will hindereth, who hinders that until he be taken out of the way. Just pointing that out, you know, words like let in some cases, you know, that's why some of us, instead of reading let, we'll say may or make, you know, instead of reading the word let. It's like, instead of reading, as King James says, unto thee, O Lord, unto thee, knowing that un in English means not to thee. We don't want our prayers to be hindered, so we say to thee. And here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 at verse 15, it says, for this we say to you by the word of the Sovereign, the Master, Adonai, that we who are alive and remain to the coming of Ha'adon, the Lord, the Sovereign, the Master, shall not, King James says, prevent, right? Shall not proceed. Correctly, prevent here means to proceed, not to stop or hinder, but to go before. Shall not go before them who are asleep. To say that those who are asleep was a way of referring to what the world would call dead or die, those who are dead. Because if you notice in the New Testament, the way the faithful refer to those who were of the number and faithful when they pass, when they, according to the world, die, was that they are asleep, right? And this kind of brings up that old Rastafari sense, you know, like I and I not die, like there's no death, you know? Not that what people perceive in the world doesn't happen, but with the righteous, they are not dead, but they are asleep. The unrighteous are dead. Verse 16, it says, for Ha'adon himself, Ha'adon Amtho himself shall descend For the Lord himself, for the sovereign himself shall descend from Shemayim, from the heavens, with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump, like the trumpet or even the shofar, the trump of Elohim, the trump of God, and the dead in Moshiach, those who are asleep that will be called technically dead in the Messiah, shall rise first. Verse 17. Then I and I who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet Ha'adon, the Master, the Sovereign, the Lord, in the air, in the ether. And so shall we ever be with Ha'adon, with the Sovereign Master, the Lord. And then verse 18 seals up right here. It says, Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Very interesting, because we had the seven, right, Shabbats of comfort that led up right here to the festival, the feast season here at the end of the year, right here. Once again, verse 16, for Ha'adon himself shall descend, for the Lord himself shall descend from Shemayim with a shout. But notice this, it says, with the voice of the archangel, Mikael, who is like El, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump, the shofar of God, the trump of Elohim, and the dead in Moshiach shall rise. Calling up the Teruah, right? Day of trumpets, day of the blast. Calling up is a signal for those who belong to HaMoshiach, to the Messiah. Moshiach HaMelech, to Melech HaMoshiach, the Messiah, the King Messiah. This is sounded during the opening. This is sounded during the opening of the gate to the wedding. So from the Hebrew, ancient Hebrew Judaic tribe, right, what connects and even explains much of what we have in the Brit Chadasha, is that when this trumpet is sounded, this is sounded during the opening of what's called the gate to the wedding. The opening of the gate to the wedding of the great Lamb of God, of the Seha Elohim, of the Beger Egeziah, the Lamb of the Sustainer. It also prefigures, it's like a foreshadows, right, the substance of the coming day of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and great tribulation period that marks Elohim's judgment on an unfaithful seclorum, on an unfaithful world, and on this unfaithful, ungrateful world system. And here we seal up with the Leshana Tova Tikatebo. May you be written in the book of life, the Sefer Chaim, for a good year. May you be written for a good year. Leshana Tova Tikatebo Ba Adonenu Yeshua HaMoshiach, in our Master, in our Sovereign Yeshua, the Messiah. Now, the blowing of the shofar, as we mentioned, beginning on Rosh Chodesh, the sixth month known as Elul, and continuing until the day before Rosh Hashanah, it is customary to blow the shofar, the ram's horn, every day except for Shabbat. Now, this practice was adopted to help I and I awaken for the coming high holy days, the high holidays. Therefore, in the Brit Chadashah, that is also written as a type, taking the feast pattern right of that great feast in the actualization of the fulfillment of prophecy. Now, the custom is first to blow the tekiah. The first part of the ram's horn that you heard is the tekiah. Tekiah, 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 tekiah. A long single blast. This is that long single blast, which signifies the sound, word, sound of the king's coronation. The first blast, tekiah, that long single blast is the sound of the king, even the king of kings' coronation. Now note this, here in the season, that is one significant memorial coming forward. Even for I and I, call chosen the faithful, November 2nd. So that first long single blast is the sound of the king's coronation. This is followed by the Shevarim. What are the Shevarim or Shebarim? The Shebarim. The Shebarim, or modern Hebrew, the Shevarim, are three short wail-like blasts, which signify repentance. It signifies that repentance, teshuvah. So we have the tekiah, that long single blast, tekiah, followed by the shevarim, which literally in Hebrew means the breakers. So literally in Hebrew, the shevarim are the breakers, which are those three short whale-like blasts signifying repentance. There's something that we had mentioned before by way of the spirit, and here we'd like to see if we can just bring this out right here before we go on, just to break down the significance of the sound, right? That word and the sound of the shofar. It was, what is it called? The three, let's see, how does this go? This goes to three, give me one moment right here, brothers and sisters. Something from Revelation that Spirit is bringing to mind, and right here live on the air, we want to see whether this is, you know, right and accurate, right and accurate right here. Here we have Revelation 8 and 13, and I beheld and heard a malaak, an angel, a messenger, right, one who had an assignment flying through the midst of Shemayim, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, of the earthly plane, by reason of the other voices, the other what? The other voices of the trumpet, of the shofar, of the three angels, which are yet to sound. So we have this message of Revelation 8 and 13, the chazon, that vision, right, that was given to Yohanan, John, right? We have the voices by reason of the other voices of the trumpet, the three angels, right, who are yet to sound. So when we go over this here with the shofar, how the shofar is kind of broken down and built up. First is the tekiah, that long single blast signifying the sound of the king's coronation. Then it's followed by three short whale-like blasts, the shevarim, the breakers. These are the breakers. Followed by the teruah. Remember, today is the Yom Teruah. Followed by teruah. What is teruah? Teruah are several short blasts of alarm. Several short blasts of alarm. To awaken, this is brought out as to awaken the nefesh, to awaken the psyche, to awaken the soul, to for her to awaken and to close. The close or the seal up, right? The seal up is with the Tekiya HaGadol. Tekiya. Remember, we began off with the Tekiya, that long single blast. And we seal up here at the close with a Tekiya HaGadol. The difference is that it's not just a Tekiya, but it's a Tekiya HaGadol. What is the Tekiya HaGadol? It is the big Tekiya. Right, the big Tekiya, a big long, you could say blast, a long and a final blast. So we have the four parts of the shofar, the ram's horn, the Tekiya, long single blast, shavarim, the breakers, three short wailers, whale-like blast, followed by the teruah, several short blasts of alarm, and then sealing up with the Tekiya HaGadol. Tekiya HaGadol, the big HaGadol, the big Tekiya. Yes, yes, yes. And also Psalm 27, we'll get into that hopefully a little bit more. Going to write it with day two right here. But Psalm 27 is a psalm here for the high, holy, high holidays. It's a high holiday psalm. There's an old custom tried to read or to sing, right? To read, the reading and singing kind of goes together in what we call the chanting. Right? The middle way between reading and singing is the chanting. There's an old custom to chant, read, or to sing the book of Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim, Hebraically known the Mezmor Dawit, during the month, the sixth moon, the sixth month. In the famous or well-known song of Moshe, there is a verse that is written in Exodus chapter 15, verse 1. Vayomru, and they spoke, Lemor, saying, Ashira la Yahuwah, Ashira la Yahuwah, Ashira la Yahuwah, I will sing to Jehovah. Vayomru, Lemor, Ashira la Yahuwah. I will sing to Jehovah. This phrase can be formed into an acronym for Elul. In other words, when we look at it from Hebrew, we can see that the first letters of the four words can be formed into an acronym for the month, the 6 months name, Elul. And many of the sages, therefore, they reasoned. Come, make we reason. They reason that hearing the psalms, the Tehillim, the praises, Tehillim, the Isis, were vital during the season of Teshuvah and the Yemei Ratzon and the days of favor. Of all the great psalms, however, there is Psalm 27. This is considered the central one of the season of Teshuvah. The season of Teshuvah. So that whole month, the 6 months of the time, Cheshbon HaNefesh, and then even after the Yom Teruah, the day of the shofar, the day of the blast, we have 10 days leading up to the day of the atonement, Yom HaKippurim. So the Midrash, the teaching, a study on the Psalms of Tehillim, it states that the word in Hebrew, right, the word in Hebrew, Ori, which means my light, Ori, my light, It refers to Rosh Hashanah. It refers to the Yom Teruah. And this is now based on Psalm 37, verse 6, connecting Psalm 37, verse 6. Let's just do due diligence. What does the KJV say for Psalm 37? Psalm 37, verse 6. Let's just go there right here. Psalm 37, verse 6. Here we go right here. Verse 6 says this, "And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, the Burhan, and thy judgment as the noonday." Whereas we have the word from Psalm 27, Yishai, Yahuwah Ori, Yishai. He is my light and my salvation. Yahuwah Ori, Yishai, 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 Yishai. Yishai is salvation or my salvation, Yishai, right? Another way of bringing that out is almost like saying my Yeshua, right? When we personalize this attribute, personalizing this attribute, my Yeshua. But the Psalm 27, Yahuwah, right? Ori wa Yishai, my light and my salvation. This refers to the atonement at one man tav, the atonement given on Yom HaKippurim, on the Day of the Atonement. Dawit HaMelech, King David, Negus Dawit, also mentions that Exiavi the Sustainer Elohim would hide him in Psalm 27, would hide him in his sukkah, be sukkah, right, in his sukkah. Now remember, we have sukkot is the plural, sukkah is the singular, hut, booth, tabernacle, pavilion, right, in the time of trouble, referring to the holy day, right, the seventh of the seventh, Sukkot, known as tabernacles, known as booths. We like to call it more plainly huts, right? And then we have Psalm 27, verse 5. Let's just go to Psalm 27, verse 5. "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide I, besukato, in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide I. He shall set I up on a rock. Here, this reminds me of the New Jerusalem, even Lalibela, the rock hewn, right? Therefore, since it alludes to all three, this psalm here, Psalm 27, it alludes, it points to in its verses all three of the what's called the fall holidays or the ingathering at the end of the year, the autumnal holy Hebrew holy season. Psalm 27, therefore, is regarded as a thematic, according to the thema, right? Thematic psalm, a thematic chant for the high holidays, right, of the Hebrew and the Judaic Shana year. So we have this here, this verse 1 right here. Yahuwah Ori Weyishai Mimi Ira. Jehovah is my light. Yahuwah Ori, my light. We and Yishai, my salvation. Mimi, from who? From me. Me in Hebrew is like who. Me is the from, so me, from who? Ira, mimira, from who will ira, I being afraid, ira, whom shall I fear? Mimi ira, Yahuwah ori wishi, mimi ira, Yahuwah ma'oz achayai, mimi efchad, Yahuwah, he be HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Baruch, Hashem, blessed be the Hashem, Ma'oz, 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 the stronghold. He is that Oz and that Uzi, Uzi, my strength. But he is the Ma'oz, Ma'oz, stronghold. Chayai, 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 my life. Ma'oz, Chayai, the stronghold of my life. Yahuwah, Ma'oz, Chayai. Mimi Efchad. Mimi, from me, from who? Mimi Efchad. Mimi Efchad, Efchad. Efchad is, of whom shall I be afraid? Like Pachad, Pachad. Pachad is a type of a dread, a kind of an awful kind of a dread. It's almost like it's almost like being broken in your psyche in a sense. It's like mental shock in that sense, mental shock. So here's just the first verse of Psalm 27 that connects with the Yom Teruah, the first, right, to the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, and to the Chag HaSukkot and the Feast of the Tabernacles of the Ingathering. Once again, Yahuwah Ori, Weyishi, Mimi Yira, Yahuwah Ma'oz, Achayai, Mimi Efchad, Jehovah is my light and salvation, whom shall I fear? Yahuwah is the stronghold of Chayai, yes I, of whom shall I be afraid? Or like in a kind of a mental state of shock. Finally, Psalm 27, verse 13. Just to share this right here. Psalm 27, verse 13. It contains a Hebraic textual oddity. Often is translated as, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Now, the word often translated as unless is lule, 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 right? Which when read in mirror image, Hebraically spells Elul, Elul, the name of the sixth month, the sixth moon. So we have the word unless, lule, which when read in Hebraic mirror image or backwards, it spells Elul. This is said to suggest that salvation, Yeshua, it comes from faith, emuna, that sees. The faith, the amina, the emuna that sees, seen, sight, the goodness of Yahuwah, of he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. Repentance, teshuvah, only really possible, making that 180 from the stray way to Yahweh, truth and life. Thinking differently, metanoia in the New Testament sense for repentance, which means thinking differently, having that repentance, that change of heart and mind, is only really possible if we, if I and I, amen, admit as truth, as credit in the goodness and the love of Yahuwah, of he who be who he be in the land of the living. It makes no sense to then credit him in the land of the dead, but here, in the land of the living. And this connects with the pre-Kadase from the true church and the professing church. It's the word right here, from our sponsor. In the true church of Kadamawi Haile Selassie, the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church and Integrity African Church, as Archbishop Yitzhak, y'all bless his soul, so titled that book. Here we have the pre-Kadase from Psalm 27, verses 8 to 9, the part that reads, I sought thy face, I sought thy person.
Then the Kahin, the priest, shall take the host with his wet hand, and passing his hand over, and upon it shall say, from Psalm 27, verses 8 and 9, I sought thy face, thy face, Oja, will I seek, hide not thy face from I, put not the eye servant away in anger, the eye has been I, and I help. Leave I not, neither forsake I and I. O Elohai, Hailei, the power of my Yeshua, of my salvation.
Yes, yes, says seek thy face. Just a little point here when you talk about persons in the Trinity. You hear Christians talk about persons in the Trinity. When we trace that to the Hebrew and the Ethiopic, it's this word for face. Just want to point it out. And often with Yahuwah, the word is in the plural sense, even of he who he be, his face, seek thy face. Of grace in the face, the perception, the POV of the Almighty.
Rastafari, to look upon your pretty, pretty face. We want to walk the streets of glory, shining around your throne. The Lord, the Gentiles, them to come. One come to look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going on, going on, to seek in Rastafari.
That one, your justice. Hey, pull up this Rastafari, no man. It's hot.
I am one seeking Rastafari to look up on your pretty, pretty face. We want to walk the streets of glory, shining around your throne. So not the dread, the Lord, the Gentiles, them to come. One come to look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going on, going on to seek in Rastafari. Till I see at the root of David. Hallelujah. I am Congo, I think till I see at the root of David. Chant it out, hallelujah. Ayaya Congo, I kiss the lucky at the root of David. Hallelujah. Ayaya Congo, I
Yes, yes, still in the Baraka right here. We're going to ride up the blessing before the reading of the Torah here at day 2 right here for the Yom Teruah, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah, Day 2's reading, Genesis from the Torah, Genesis chapter 22. The prophet's reading for day 2, Jeremiah chapter 31, focus verses 1 to 19. And the Brit Chadasha, the Adis Kidan, New Testament reading for day 2, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 to 54. So right here, let's ride up with day 2. Lashana Torah U'matukah. Shalom, Chavarim, right here. Shema Yisrael, here, Alpha Blonde, yeah?
Baruch Ata Adonai,
Baruch Adonai,
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim,
Baruch
Ata Adonai,
Baruch Adonai,
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Here for day two.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. Here. Shema Yisrael. Here. Give ear. Here. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book, called in the Hebrew Sefer Bereishit, known as Genesis chapter 22, the offering of Yitzhak, the Akedah of Yitzhak. Kaf Beit. Vayehi achar hadbarim ha'ele with ha'elohim anisah et Avraham. Vayeyomer elayo Avraham. Why, Yomer, Hineni? And it came to pass after these things, why you hear, Achar ha-debarim ha-ele, that ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, did tempt Avraham. With ha-Elohim, Nisa et Avraham. And said to him, Abraham, why Yomer Elayo Abraham? And he said, behold, here, why Yomer Hineni? And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Yitzhak, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee I of. Why, Yomer, Achna, Eta Bineka, Eta Yechideka, Asher Havda, Eta Yitzhaka, with Lekaleka, Ella Retha, Ha Moria, with Ha Elehu, Sham, Le Ola, Ola Achada, Heharima, Asher Omara, Eleika. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Yitzhak Beno, his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went to the place which Elohim, the true good, the true God, had told him. Why Yashakim? Vayashikem Abraham Baboker Vayahe Bosh Eta Chemoro Vyikache Eta Shnei Ne'arai Ito Vyeta Yitzhaka Beno Vayabaka Eseya Ola Vayakam Vayelek Ilaha Makom Asher Maralo Ha Elohim. Then, on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off, Vayom Hashelishi, Vayisa Abraham et Ainayo, Vayare et Hamakom Me'rachok. And Abraham said to his young men, abide y'all here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Vaya yomer Abraham illa ne arayo shebu alakem po im hachemor wa hania we ha naar nelka adako we Nisha tachwe we na shuva e laikem. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Yitzhak Beno, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they went both of them together. And Yitzhak spake to Abraham, his father, and said, Avi, my father. And he said, Hineni Beni, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a ola, burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, Elohim Yered Lau, Elohim will provide himself a lamb for a ola. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which Elohim, the true God, had told him of. And Abraham built an altar, Mizbeach, there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Yitzhak Beno, his son, and laid him on the Mizbeach, the altar, upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay Beno, his son. And the Malachi, the angel of Jehovah, called to him out of Shemaim, out of heaven, the heavens, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Hineni, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything. To him, for now I know that thou fearest, thou respectest, thou reverence Elohim, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me, from I. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a olah, burnt offering, in the stead of Beno, his son. And Abraham called the name of that place, that makom, that spot, Yahweh Yireh, Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of Yahweh Jehovah, it shall be seen. Seen the Abraham covenant confirmed, I affirmed, verse 15. And the Malachi, Yahweh, the angel Jehovah, called to Abraham out of Shemaim, the heavens, the second time, and said, by myself have I sworn, said Yahweh, Jehovah, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld, Baneka, has not withheld the eye, son, thine only son, with law, Chashakta eta bineka eta yechiyeteka, that in braka, in blessing, I will bless the eye, and in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed, thy race, as the stars of Hashemayim, the heavens, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed, thy race, shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed, race, shall all the nations, all the Goyim, the Gentiles, the international community of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose up and went together to gather to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. And it came to pass after these things, that it was told Abraham, saying, behold, Milcah, she hath also borne children to Ahikah, thy brother, Nahor, Cuz, his firstborn, and Buz, his brother, and Kimguel, the father of Aram, and Chesed, and Chazo, and Pildash, and Yidalaf, Jidlaf, and Betuel. And Betuel begat Rebecca. These eight Milcah did bear to Nahor, Abraham's Ach, brother. And his concubine, whose name was Reumah, she bare also Teba and Gaham and Tahash and Maaka.
Yes, reading for day 2, Genesis 22. Fire key offering right here. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers. Hear, Shema, give ear. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, Numbers chapter 29. And in the seventh month, the seventh moon, on the first day of the month of the Chodesh, the moon, Iyar, shall have an holy Ila Ivocation called out assembly. Iyar shall do no servile work. It is a day of blowing the trumpets to you. And ye all shall offer an olai, burnt offering, for a sweet savor, Layahuah, to Jehovah, one young bullock, one ram, and several lambs of the first year without blemish, and their minkah, their meal offering, shall be of flour mingled with shemen, 3/10 deals for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram, and 1/10 deal for one lamb throughout the seven lambs, and 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering to make an atonement for you, besides the burnt offering of the month of the moon, the Chodesh, and his minkah, and the daily olah, burnt offering, holocaust offering, and his minkah, his meal offering, and their drink offerings, according to their manner, for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire, La Yahweh, to Jehovah.
That's
one aspect that was done away with, that you don't have to give those particular offerings you know, but in Moshiach, just the word sound, the reminder, the remembrance, you know what I mean? Words of I and I mouth, agitation of I and I heart, right here, 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 from the Genesis for day two, Genesis 2:2-22, it was that verse. Two verses, verses 13 and 14, and Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. Remember the shofar, the ram's horn, by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a olah, burnt offering, in the stead of Beno, his son. Here's the verse, verse 14. 22 and 14, and Abraham called the name, the Shem, of that place, that spot, that makom, Yahuwah Yireh, or Jehovah Jireh, as some would say, Yahuwah Yireh, 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 as it is said to this day, in the mount of Yahuwah it shall be seen. Interesting, the Yireh, 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 right, comes from to see, literally from re'eh, 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 to see, yireh, to see. But this is the sense of Jehovah Jireh, provide, the provider sense. He will literally, in the literal sense, he will see to it. But it's much like we use English in a twofold language, in a twofold sense. Somebody asks you for something, you say, I'll see to it, right? You'll see to it. Right, you're using literally see to it, but you will provide for it. Here, here, Queen Makeda, Malka Makeda, and also Lashana Tova or Matuka, you know, to Mishpacha Shalano, Queen Makeda, and the family Malkias Erek, and all the Mishpacha over in the state. Right here, 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 Queen Makeda with Yah Yireh, here, 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 in the Hebrew.
Open up your heart, open up your mind. Open up your heart, you'll be sure to find. Yahireh, he'll sure enough make a way. Yahireh, he'll provide a better day. Not yourself over what is small. For he's the great father, he's father to us all. He hears your every cry, yes he does. And he knows your every desire, yeah. He never suffers the righteous to hunger, and you won't be ashamed if you trust him. Yahireh, he'll sure enough make a way. Yahireh, he'll provide a better day. Yahireh, oh. He's the light of this whole wide world, yeah. The fishing is the day and the evil it brings. Tomorrow take care of itself, don't be anxious. Birds of the air, they know they're gonna eat. Yah provide for them, they don't have to worry. He rises just to show you that he loves you. He rises just to show you that he cares for you. Open up your heart, open up
open
your mind. Open up your heart, you'll be sure to find. Yahireh.
Yahireh.
You'll show up, make a way. Yahireh.
never suffers the righteous in hunger. Lead me beside the waters, even in the presence of my enemies. Blessings, so many blessings. Even in the shadow of death, I will not fear.
Kedah there with Yah Yireh, that Jah provide. You'll see to it. Jehovah Jireh here from this Torah scripts here for day two. You know?
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, protect and keep watch over me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, protect and keep watch over me.
Speaking of Claire, Lord Device there representing for the real man.
Yes, 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 yes. Daughters, daughters of Yehuda, rise up to chant. That was Queen Makeda. Previous, that was a little, what was that? That was Bantan, yeah. Yeah, Bantan man right there. But here is Elaine of Jehovah right here. We ride up the breeze.
Jehovah, Jireh, my provider, Jehovah, Jireh, my King Jaja, you are everything, so I sing Jehovah. Prosper, you keep me safe, providing for me, you shield me, Jaja, heal me, Jaja, free me, Jaja, you're my closest friend, Jaja, King, Jaja, you are everything, so I sing, oh yeah.
Jireh, my provider, yeah. Jireh, my provider, yeah.
Jireh, my provider,
Jireh, my provider,
yeah.
Jireh, my provider,
yeah.
Jireh, my provider, yeah.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham? And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and the knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, For because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. And it came to pass after these things, that it was told Abraham, saying, Behold, Milcah, she hath also borne children unto thy brother Nahor, Huz his firstborn, and Buz his brother, and Kemuel the father of Aram, and Kesed, and Hazo, and Pildash, and Jidlaf, and Bethuel. And Bethuel begat Rebekah. These eight Milcah did bear to Nahor, Abraham's brother. And his concubine, whose name was Rumah, she bare also Teba, and Gaham, and Thahash, and Maacah.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
You will hear the prophet's reading for day two of Rosh Hashanah, a.k.a. Yom Teruah, Jeremiah chapter 31, focus verses 1 to 19 right here. But first, the Baraka, the blessing.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim, v'ratzach b'debreihim, ha'ne'amarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, ha'bocher b'torach, u'moshe abdo, u'b'Israel ammo, u'b'nebiei ha'emet v'atzelik. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 1 to verse 19. Esa ma'ab wa'vala nefes kadus ahad v'mlak. At the same time, saith Yahweh, Uruku, will I be the Elohim of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus saith Yahweh, the people which were left of the sword found favor in the wilderness, in the Midbar, even Israel, when I went to cause him rest. Yahweh, Ruku, have appeared of old to me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built. O Virgin of Israel, thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabret, and shalt go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall eat them as common things. For there shall be a day that the watchmen upon the mount Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go up to Zion, to Yahweh Eloheinu, Ruku. For thus saith Yahweh, sing with gladness for Yekafer, and shout among the chief of the nations. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Yahweh, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the coast of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and her that travaileth with child together. A great company shall return there. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of Yahweh, Uruku, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattereth Israel will gather him, and keep him, as a shepherd doeth his flock. For Yahweh, Uruku, have redeemed the Ekaper, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of Yahweh, for wheat, and for wine, and for oil, and for the young of the flock, and of the herd, and their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, Rahel weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not. Thus saith Yahweh, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith Yahweh, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine end, saith Yahweh, that thy children shall come again to their own border. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus, thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned, for thou art Yahweh my Elohim Buruku. Surely after that I was turned, I repented, and after that I was instructed, I smote upon my thigh, I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Amen. Let the words of I and I mouth and the meditation of I and I heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah Rastafari, my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, Xabir Masakan, Gramawi Rasatar Madani Alam, Tina Easterling, the Ghost and the Ghast. Saitubia, 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 Saitubia.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Now he says it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Chadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Well, we're here for the Brit Chadash, the New Covenant, Baraka, blessing for the reading, New Covenant reading, right here for day two of the Day of Trumpets, of the Ram's Horn, the Yom Teruah, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah, Baraka.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Natan Lanu, Moshiach Yeshua, Wehabarot, Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai, Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha, Chadis Kidan, renewed covenant reading for Rosh Hashanah, head of the year, Yom Teruah, the day of blowing of the trumpet. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 through 54. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab, with Habain, Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. where all the bar hayishinim achai. Lo nikahid mikem the bar. Lema'an lo teatspu ta'acherim asher ein lahem tikwa. Ki im na'amin asher meit Yeshua. Wayechi kein yabia ha Elohim gam et hayishinim be Yeshua ito. Ki et zot nomar lakem bidbar Yahweh. Ki anachnu ha-chayim hanotarim ad bo ha-adon lo nikadim et ha-yishenim. Ki ha-adon hu yered min ha-shemayim b'teruwa b'kol sar ha-malakim u'b'shofar Elohim wa'az yakumu rishona ha-metim ba-mashiach. Acharei kein anachnu ha-chayim hanotarim milakach itam yachdal ba'ananim lekrat ha-adon la'awir bubkein nehye tamid im ha-adon la'kein nachamu ze et ze badbarim ha-ele. Ignorant brethren, concerning them that are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others that have no hope. For if we believe that Yeshua died and rose again, even so them also that sleep in Yeshua will Elohim bring with him. For this we say to you by the word of Yahweh, that we that are alive and remain to the coming of Ha-Adon shall not prevent them that are asleep. For Ha-Adon himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of Elohim, and the dead in Mashiach, the dead in Christ, shall rise first. Then we that are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds, to meet Ha-Adon in the air. And so shall we ever be with Ha-Adon. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. First Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 51 through 54. All believers will not die. Hine sod agale lakem. Anachnu lo kulanu nishan hamawet abal kulanu nitchalaf berega echad keheref ein kikoa hashofar haacharon ki yitkaa bashofar wehametim yechyu bli kilayon wa anachnu nitchalaf ki ma sheata sofo the kilayon yilbash al kilayon uma sheata sofo lamut yilbash al mawet uma sheata sofo le kilayon kishilbash al kilayon uma sheata sofo le mawet kishilbash al mawet az yabo dabar hakatu Ula hamawet la nitzach. Behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality, the final victory over death. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Kalu, Kabrulidimtu, Kabrula Chailu, Kabrula Kedamawi, Chaile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos. Thanks to Abba Father for that atonement that He has provided and I receive, and may the eye and I and I be sealed for good sealing for a new Shana, B'Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adoni I, Yeshua I, HaMoshiach I, glory be the King, Kadamah HaSelassie. Yes, I, Rastafari, so, Rastafari, so, Rastafari, so, Rastafari, so, Rastafari, so, Rastafari, so, Rastafari.
Be still, all liars and traitors, knowing that the Lord is God. Jah, Rastafari. I hear the heathen say, Rastafari, Selassie, I is dead. How can the body function, tell me, if it has no will? Ananiya Bingi, one love, 12 tribe of Israel. The same goes proverbially, all is well, this is well. To no understanding, yeah. He gave us the true doctrine, forsake not his teachings. The way of the wicked is jumbled, they know not on what they stumble. Go away, death, go away, death of it, death of it, whoa. Go away, death, go away, death of it, death of it. My son, hear my words, incline your ears. Drink water from your cistern, take waters from your own well. All your feet go down in darkness, your feet take older now. Go away, death, go away, cause of it, cause of it, whoa. Go away, death, go away, cause of it, cause of it. Who is this woman, what does she want? Lion of Judah, no hear me chant. Go away, just go away, cause of it, whoa. Go away, just go away, go away, just go away. I hear them say, Rasta, Selassie is dead. How can the body function?
We
Yes, I, brothers and sisters, and we come to that time when we give thanks for reaching the start of a new Hebraic cycle, and we give thanks with the Hebrew blessing. Yehi Ratzon Melfaneka Adonai Eloheinu Ve'Elohei Aboteinu Shetech Hadash Eleinu Shana Toba U'Metuka Ba'Adoneinu Yeshua HaMoshiach Lekabod Melkei Melakim Kalamawi Haile Selassie Amen. May it be your will, Lord, our God, and the God of our fathers, that you renew for us a good and sweet year in our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. Glory be the King of Kings, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Haile Selassie the First. Amen. Yes, I, Rastafari. Lashana Tova. Shalom.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah. And rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Dwell in a dry land. Dwell in a dry land.
The high holiday. So we're coming into the high holidays. We're in the high holidays, Isla Day season. Emphasizing Ha'el, Ha'el, the high holiday. So we come to the high holidays, the high holidays. So we're coming into the high holidays. We're in the high holidays, Isla Day season. Emphasizing Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, his kingship, the remembering Ayinai days, and the call of the shofar, the ram's horn, to usher in the messianic kingdom upon this earthly plane in the end of the times of the Gentiles. Now connected with the season is the theme of the Yom HaDin. What is the Yom HaDin? Yom in the Hebrew is the word for day, right? Interestingly enough, in the Ge'ez, the Ethiopic, that's the same word for day, Yom. The Yom or Yawam, as some may say, but the Yom HaDin, the day of the judgment. So what do we have here? According to the tried and tradition on Rosh Hashanah, a.k.a. Yom Teruah, the day of trumpets, the destiny of HaTzadikim, the destiny of the righteous, the Tzadikim, are written in the Sefer HaChayim, in the Book of Life. In the Sefer, the Cipher, the Sefer, Sefer HaChayim. And the destiny of HaRishaim, of the ratchet, of the defiant ones, the Rishaim, they are written in the Sefer HaMawet, Sefer HaMavet, in the Book of Mot, in the Book of Death. However, for most people, they will not be inscribed in either book, in either the Sefer HaChayim, the Book of Life, or the Sefer HaMawet, Sefer HaMavet, the Book of Death. But they will have 10 days until the 6th of the 7 appointed feasts, the appointments of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, as mentioned in Leviticus, and recorded in Leviticus chapter 23. And the 6th is Yom HaKippurim. So when we come to the 5th, 6th, and 7th, we're coming to the end of the year. We're coming to the latter harvest, you know, at the end of the year, in the seventh month, in the seventh moon, even right here, here, here. So most people will not be inscribed in either book. In the Book of the Lives or the Living Ones, HaChayim, or in the Book of HaMawet, HaMot, or modern Hebrew, HaMavet, of the dead. But they will have 10 days. This reminds I and I of Revelation. And Revelation says, and ye and y'all shall be tried 10 days. So we have the 10 days from the day of trumpets, from the day of the blowing of the shofar, the ram's horn, to the day of the coverings, Yom HaKippurim, to do teshuvah, to repent, to make that turn from the stray way, to make those adjustments in their lives and liberties and their way of thinking, to think different. You know, if they're thinking contrary to Yahweh, to think different about Yahweh, truth and life, and to make those adjustments before the judgment, to do teshuvah, in the Hebrew, teshuvah, to repent, literally to turn, right? Turn, do that 180 from the stray way to Yahweh before the sealing, like seal up, we say seal up, Selah, seal up before the sealing of their fate. faith. Now, Ori Yom, right, on Yom HaKippurim, everyone's name. So according to ancient tradition and the ancient teaching, we have the warning, the day of trumpets, the day of the ram's horn, right? Ring the alarm, blow the shofar, that warning, right? And then we have the 10 days, proverbially speaking, to get Ayinai Ritual House, you know, in order, right? To make those adjustments before, we could say, like the day of judgment, the Yom Hadin, right? But it's on the Yom HaKippurim that other Yehudi call Yom Kippur. And we've spoken about this, but speak about this quickly again. It's not really Yom Kippur. That's a kind of a, that's, I want to say watered down. It's badly abbreviated because in Hebrew it would mean the day of a atonement. But the significance of the day, according to the Hebrew, is Yom HaKippurim, the day of the coverings, right? The coverings. It's almost a divine assurance policy for Jah people. So it's on the Yom HaKippurim that everyone, everybody's name, everybody's Shem, Shemot, will be sealed in one of the books. The Ayah Bingi Chan, is your name written there, right? For our name to be written in the Sefer HaChaim. But it's on the Yom HaKippurim that everyone's name will be sealed in one of the books. The 10 days between the Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonements, the Day of the At One Man Tau, the cross, the finding of the true cross, are therefore called the Asaret Yimei Teshuvah. Asaret, the 10 Yimei days of Teshuvah, the 10 days of repentance. So-called, it's called that because it is thought that personal repentance, personal Teshuvah, making those adjustments before the judgment, right? During this time, this Iowa, it affects the divine decrees for the coming year, for the coming Shana. So this is also why we say, Lishana Tova, Lishana Tovaba, Lishana Tova Umetuka, for a good and a sweet year, you know, our greeting one to the other. So we had the sixth month, the month of Elul, called Elul the sixth month, and the season, the reason for the season of Teshuvah, to turn, Teshuvah, of making that turn, making that change, making that adjustment. So for Messianic Yehudim, believers, Jews, Yehudi, right, we maintain that Judgment Day has come. So for I and I who are, say, Messianic, or ones who say true Christianos, true Christians, right, true believers in the anointed, I maintain that the Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment, has come. It's appointed once, right, for a man to die, and then there's the judgment, has come, and justice was served, right, through the sacrificial offering of Yahuwah, of Jehovah's word, become flesh in the person of Rabbeinu Yeshua HaNotri for Yisrael's Chatiyat Akari, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. He, therefore, is the perfect fulfillment of the Akedah, the binding of Yitzhak. Our names, Shemot, are written in the Lamb's Book of Life in the Sefer HaChaim. Here we point to the Chazon Yohanan, to the vision, Yohannes Rai, the vision of John, known as Revelations, Revelations chapter 13, verse 8. We do not, amen, admit as true, right? Amen, na'amen, believe, in other words, or credit, that we, that I and I, are made acceptable in Ha'ilahim, in the Almighty Power's sight, by means of our own works of so-called righteousness. Pointing to Titus chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. But that does not, at the very same time, excuse us, I and I, from being without such works. So it's not our works of righteousness that make I and I acceptable, but neither is that excuse to be without such works of righteousness, because those works of righteousness of tzedek, tzedek, tzedakah, is the fruit, the manifestation of the fruit of the Ruach HaKadosh, of the Holy Spirit, of the Ila Irit, in I and I lives, in I and I liberty. Now the scriptures, they clearly warn that on the Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment, as we mentioned before, there's the word din from dan in Hebrew, and then we have shafat, as in mishpat, as in Jehoshaphat, for example, two relative words that are often translated as judgment. But more specifically, by getting into the HD of the Hebrew, the din from dan is more that execution. The shafat, right, is the weighing, weighing according to HaTorah. And then after the sentence, right, has come forward, then we have the din. We have that execution. So they say the day of judgment, but from the Hebrew, the Yom HaDin is like that day upon which now we have the rolling out of what has already been judged and decided, the execution of judgment to come. So the scripture clearly warns that on the Yom HaDin to come, anyone's name not found written in the Sefer HaChaim, in the Sefer of Life, of Liberty, will be thrown, cast, or thrown into the lake of Esh, Issat, fire, according to Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. Moreover, professing Meshachawian, Christianos, Christians, believers, true believers in the Messiah, will stand, or rise, will stand. Notice the Torah portion that's always read before the Yom Teruah, the Rosh Hashanah, is the 51st, and that's Nitzabim, one standing. So professing Christians, Messianics, right, will stand before the throne of judgment to account for their lives and their liberty. This here is bringing out 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, and quote, Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and ha'esh, the isat, the fire, shall try every man's work, every man's walk, of what sort it is. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. Life, chayim, right, hewet, life is an examination, a test, and every moment is irrepeatable and precious. Every careless word that we, that I and I utter, will be echoed on the day of judgment on the Yom HaDin. Here, bringing into exhibit, Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 to 37. I and I future Yom HaDin, I and I future Day of Judgment, is being decided Hayom, today. The spring festivals, what are the spring festivals? We have Pesach, Passover. We have first fruits. And we have Shavuot, Passover, the Bikurim, and the Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, have been perfectly fulfilled in the first advent, the first coming, the first advent of Ha'adon, Yeshua, as Moshiach, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, as Moshiach Ben Yosef, Messiah, son of Joseph. And the fall festivals, we have Teruah, corresponding to the Rosh Hashanah. We have Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement. And we have Sukkot, we have tabernacles, we have booths, we have huts. This will be fulfilled in the second advent, the second coming, the second advent of the Almighty, as Moshiach Ben David. So the second advent, the first advent, Moshiach, the Messiah, Christos, in the coin of Greek, Christ, the anointed, Ben Yosef, son of Joseph, first advent. Second advent, second coming, Moshiach, Messiah, anointed, Christos, even Christ in his kingly character, Ben David, son of David, son of David. And here, this is why we like to share this word sound right here. So important, because many are called. It's how we choose or refuse.
Many are calling, you know. Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true. It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, right, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
So we have the two advents, and for further study up on the two advents from some of our Ethiopic and some of the ancient Judeo-Christian manuscripts, the book of the Ethiopic Book of Enoch, point of reference there, speaks of the first and the second advents, and this was known to, we say, even the pre-New Testament Yehudi, Jews, Judahites. And this is why we have this in the New Testament concerning the first and the second advents, the first and the second comings of Moshiach. First coming, Moshiach ben Yosef, corresponding to the spring feasts and festivals, the three of them. We have Passover, first fruits, right, and Shavuot, right? Passover, first fruits, well, of course, Passover also includes the days of unleavened bread. We have Passover, the days of unleavened bread, first fruits, and Shavuot, the feast of weeks, that's known as the harvest. And the New Testament is called Pentecost, because the Shabbat Torah direction, the Shavuot direction instruction that we find in Leviticus chapter 23, it says, after we offer that first fruit, right, the first fruit, and therefore in the New Testament where it speaks of Moshiach, Yeshua, as that first fruit of those that rise and resurrect from the dead, that is correspond with that fulfillment of the resurrection. But we have the Passover, we have the days of unleavened bread, we have first fruits, and then from first fruits, we are to count seven Shabbats, seven Sabbaths complete, and then on the morrow, right, after the seventh Sabbath. So the morrow after the Sabbath, the Shabbat, we know in the Gregorian as, you know, the day is the 12 hours of what's known as the Saturday. So we're commanded to count seven Shabbats complete, and then on the morrow, which is the next day after the seventh Shabbat, this is when Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Harvest, will take place. So this tells us a few things. This tells us that there are observances and were observances, right, even commanded to be observed on the first day, a.k.a. what ones and ones called in the Gregorian Sunday. And, in fact, the Shavuot proves that. We see some memes from some of our, you know, very zealous Israelite, you know, brothers and families. Say there's no, you know, there's no worship on Sunday. Well, I don't know what you mean by worship in that sense, but there is appointments to be kept on the first day. So we will agree we don't use the name Sunday, but the first day, the Yom HaRishon, and our example of proof is harvest. For the harvest, the Shavuot, we're commanded to count seven Shabbats complete. That means from the first day to the Shabbat day is the seventh day, the Shavuah, and then the Shavuah is the week, seven, from the Shabbat, seven, Shavuah, the week of 7 days, seven times seven, the two sevens clash, 49 days, and then on the morrow, right after the seventh Shabbat, is Shavuot. This is why it's known as weeks. In other words, we're counting seven, seven times seven, two sevens clash, 49, plus the one day, the next day, that's the 50th day. This is why in the New Testament they call it in the Greek, Pentecoste. So in the first advent, the spring festival is fulfilled in the person of Yeshua, right? Ha'adon Adonenu Yeshua as Moshiach ben Yosef. Then we have the fall festivals, right? Or the autumnal festivals here at the end of the ecclesiastical, the Hebrew churchical year. We have Teruah, trumpets, Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, and the ingathering to dwell in tabernacles, booths, huts. We have Sukkot, right? This is fulfilled in the second advent, even in Christ and his kingly character, in the Moshiach, Ben, David, the Messiah, son of David. Since the first advent fulfilled all of the spring Moedim, in the Hebrew referred to the feasts or festivals as the Moed. Moed is an appointment, right? Appointed time, appointed space, right? Appointed place, the Moedim, the appointments, right? To the smallest detail, they were fulfilled. And thus we have the testimony, when we are able to read it Hebraically, of the Brit Chadasha, called the New Testament or the Gospels. And we amen that the second advent, this portends to the similar fulfillment as revealed in the fall Moedim. So we count it on the calendar when we have Passover, that's the first moon, Abib. Then we go through the 7 months, we come here to the fulfillment, right, of the churchical, the gathering, the churchical in season year with the appointments, the last of the three, right? And prophetically, this is fulfilled even in Christ, Moshiach, in his kingly character. Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Weep not, behold, Kedemawi Halasalase, right, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So after the summer harvest, we have the summer harvest that corresponds with the Shavuot, with weeks, Feast of Weeks, a.k.a. Pentecost, 50th day, according to John chapter 4, verse 35. The very first of the autumnal, a.k.a. the fall festivals in the Judaic, the Hebraic calendar, is Yom Teruah, is the day of the blast, the day of the blowing of the shofar. This is a picture. What is this a picture of? So right here, for this season, this time, the Yom Teruah, according to HaTorah, that corresponds with what we refer to as Rosh Hashanah. But we put the Torah firstly and foremostly, right? The Yom Teruah, the day of the blast, the day of the trumpets. This is a picture, a word picture of the, quote, catching away. Now, not to get into all this counterfeit Christian version or perversion of the rapture, right? But in the true sense, this is the catching away, the catching away, the Yom Teruah. That's why I said it could be the first trumpet, might as well be the last. This is a picture of the catching away of the Kalat Mashiach. Who is the Kalat? Kalat is bride in the Hebrew. Kalat, Kalat Moshiach. Kalat Moshiach is the bride of Messiah for the time of the Sheva Berachot, the 7 days. Sheva Berachot, the 7 days of Baraka, the 7 days of word, sound, power, prosperity, increase of Baraka that follows the traditional Hebraic, Judaic, the traditional marriage ceremony. Following the traditional marriage ceremony, there's what's known as the Shabbat Barakot, which is the 7 days of Baraka, the 7 days of blessing. Then will come the great tribulation, the great trial, the great tribulation that will try all those who dwell on this earthly plane of consciousness. And Yom Adonai, Yom Adonai, the day of Ha'adawan, the day of the sovereign, the day of the, quote, Lord, end quote. The heavenly shofar, the heavenly ram's horn, the blast heard at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, will be reissued, will come again, but this time from Zion, from Har Zion, from Mount Zion. First will be gathered together, those who follow HaMoshiach, those who follow HaMoshiach, Yeshua, those declared, right, to be Tzadikim, of those who follow the King of Kings Christ, HaMoshiach, Yeshua, Jesus Christos, those are those who will be declared Tzadikim, declared Tzadikan, righteous ones. Why? Because they trust, they credit, they admit the yea and amen in the merit of Ha'adon Yeshua and his sacrifice. And then Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'ilahim, the Almighty Power's war. After that, then comes the Almighty Power's war against Ha'satan, against the Satan, against the adversaries, the adversities, the adversarial mind and men and people. And in spirits. And the world system will begin culminating in the long-awaited coronation of the King of King of Kings, the King of the King of Kings, the Melech Malkei HaMelaki. This is how it's translated. We refer to the Melech, the King, right? Malkei, right, the King of the Kings, the King who is the King of the Kings, the Melech Malkei HaMelakim, the Negus, Negus HaNegest, the King of the Kings. What's interesting is here the season, the reason for the season, because we know November, right, that fulfillment of the Moshiach and the second advent, Christ in the second advent, the second advention, the person of Kenamawi Hala Selassie. We know that we have November 2nd. So look at the season. Look at the reason for the season right here. All right? What is and what has been prophesied according to HaTorah and the prophet's revelation to be the sequence of events in the fulfillment of times, the end times of the Gentiles, of the nation states. How the coronation, right, of the king, who is the King of Kings, occurs after all of this. So usually when we look at when Yom Teruah and Shavuot, you know, rather when Sukkot, right, occurs. In other words, the whole feast is often referred to as the first one. It's known as Passover, right, even though the first of the appointments, the three in that season, is Passover properly. But the whole season is often called Pesach, right? That includes Passover, the days of unleavened bread, and first fruits. The fall festival also is known overall as tabernacles. So the Yom Teruah, the day of trumpets, is initiating this tabernacle season. But before that, we have to deal with the day of the atonement and deal with the judgment. So what we get to see within the Torah type of the holy, the Isla days, the holy days, is also the macro, right? The micro in a sense of the macro. In other words, we get the template from the holy day for the prophecy of the judgment that we see. So when people talk about the prophecy, right, we can see clearly the prophecies in the New Testament as they are witnessed, they perfectly embed within the Hebrew and the holy, right, within the Torah type, right? Rosh Hashanah, or better, Yom Teruah, the day of the trumpets, is therefore a sacred time, a sacred Iowa, that has prophetic significance for messianic believers, you know, called chosen faithful Christians, or those who believe in the Messiah, or as I and I, called chosen faithful Rastafari, say the King of Kings Christ, the Christ, the Jesus Christos that Kenamawi Haile Selassie testifies to. Since it commemorates both the creation, this time, Yom Teruah, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah, it commemorates, it's like a memorial, both the creation of humanity by Adonai, as well as the, quote, calling up, right, of the new creation at the behest of Adonai Yeshua, the King of Kings Christ, when the sound of the heavenly, the higher shofar, initiates the anticipated end of days, a.k.a. the end of the times of the Gentiles, this present shitstem or system of things. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 to 54, as well as 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 to verse 18. Indeed, in word, sound, power, and indeed, teruah is a calling up. Come up higher, go up higher, 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 higher heights. A calling up signal for those who belong to HaMoshiach, those who belong to the King of Kings Christ. Sounded during the opening. This is sounded during the opening of the, quote, gate to the wedding. The gate to the wedding of the great Lamb of Ha'elohim, the Lamb of the Almighty Power. It also prefigures the coming day of Yahweh, of Jehovah, and the great tribulation period that marks Ha'elohim, the Almighty Power's judgment on a unbelieving, a discrediting, right, world, flesh, and satanic seclorum. So here, as we, according to the tribe, say, may I and I be written or inscribed in the book of life for a good year in our sovereign, Yeshua the Messiah. Leshana Tova Tikatevu Ba'adonenu Yeshua HaMoshiach. May you, may I be inscribed, be written in the book of life for a good Shana, a good cycle, a good year. Ba'adonenu Yeshua HaMoshiach. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true. It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, right, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
The shofar, ring the alarm. Here, listen to the shofar here, but overstand the word, the sound. Overstand the sound of the shofar. So the custom of blowing the shofar, the ram's horn, is the first blow, the first blast is the tekiah. It's a long single blast. This long single blast of the shofar is the sound of the king's Hamelech, Negus, even Negus and Neges, coronation. This is followed by the Shabarim. The Shabarim, the breakers, the three short whale-like blasts. This signifies teshuvah, repentance, followed by teruah. Teruah is the several short blasts of alarm intended to awaken her nefesh, to awaken her, to awaken the soul in I, and to close with the tekiah ha-gadol. The Tekiah HaGadol, a long final blast. So hear, Shema Yisrael, the sound of the shofar.
Thank you.
We're here, just going over the reading again for day one and segue into day two reading right here on the Ear and the Eye at Shema Yisrael. Here. And here for Yom Tov.
Them a cook a spice, you. What you say I do should be true, but who? True, but who? True. With the knife, the scorn, the wicked look at life. Them got eyes with a knife, but them a joke at life. Them all that dash them with them let them look at life. Them said them want them wing to go to heaven to look for Christ. While them a bow down and a worship them images. I went keep yadding like pilgrimage, the far and ever wrong nor far. So still in me, I dig it, like privilege in all the villages to live.
So life is praises,
for these infinite pleasures. I not so fit no wages, one bottle and pledges. Them separate man and woman, lock them in a cage. Them some more sad than little less baby. Them some more birth control and abortion for the ladies for ages.
The book of life pages.
Babylon was near and fear of. When them saddle me a fear of. So them come far with the spare. Them meet the veneer. Like eyesight or crystal clear. You air.
Cheaper
food for the children to share. The youth need love and care. Go
cause if someone wear a car with them a stare. Force and money make them eye flare and live in fear. They call us squatters, they cross, they treat us very wrong. Children starving, time so very long. They keep the bag and got bust, show them glutton up. Craving for more than enough. No talk about money and religion, make them happy and prosperous. Still I see more problem and that's far for us. From birth to beg and win after us, they got crosses, the bulkers and chops are up. Vanity. So many guns straight for that Alice. So I see more killing in them get fear fish at them. Still gonna kill like patriots. Them get defeat, no fear, them weapon or them face chat. Money mess, them top them little sister and them brother girl all. Chop off them father and them mother know them. Set them search the sky and set them search Nazareth. And set them still can't find yes, their yeah. The book of life, Babylon one tear up. When them saddle me a fear them from far with the fair, the need is an air, like eyesight, the crystal clear, yeah, there for the children to share, the youth need love and care, clothes are somewhere, wear a car with them a stare, force and money make them eye flare and live in fear, with an ass, it's gone, we can look at life, them black eyes took a knife, but someone and look at life, them all adopt them, let them whip them on them, who cut life, let them want them wings to fall for heaven, to look my cry. While them a bowling and a worship them villages. Rastafari give you them life privileges. It is the first of villages. Why they give up life privilege in all the villages to live? Watch out! Searching to find love. No hurting, she needs find love. Searching ready anytime for divine love. I need all in my arms to charm and keep my warmth. Oh, and I'll be flowing on and on. From dusk till dawn, she's the one who keeps my bond right through the storm. So be strong, do no wrong. I need her in my arms to hold, just go warm her when she's cold. Be by your side so brave and bold, or I'll be in full eye charge. Lightning flash and thunder roll. Let's get close, no, it's not the time to show. Just in case you have never been told, you to know, girl, you worth more than money and gold. I need a ring, I am to charm, and keep my warm. Oh, and I'll be flowing on and on, from dusk till dawn.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam.
Shavua, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones.
polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. 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 Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee.
Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. God be merciful unto us and bless us. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
L'shana tova u'metuka, for a good and a sweet new year, chaverim. Shalom, chaverim, shalom. Hashem Yeshua. Be well. Have a good Shavua, the 10 days, the 10 days. Yes, I try the 10 days wisely. Yes, I coming forward the Yom HaKippurim. Yes, I. Shalom.